Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Tes Zayin in Maseches Yevamos. It is the 818th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue discussing what we had begun already for 2 days, and that is the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about when there was a disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai actually follow their opinion to the point that one could raise the question of why is there no prohibition of Los Iskodudu, the Chazal Darshan, as we have on Daf Yugimel Amabez, Los Iskodudu, Los Asu Agudos, Agudos, to which the Gemara does offer potential solutions. Maybe it could very well be, says the Gemara on Yudalit Amar Aleph, that if it's two different but they deen him, so in such a case, then they have a right, even if they're in the same city, to come to different conclusions. That might be an explanation of how Beis Shammai's followers could follow Beis Shammai while Beis Hillel could follow Beis Hillel. Nevertheless, there was this fascinating machlokes, a fascinating rayas that the Gemara brought on yesterday's daf, on Daf Tezvav, in regards to that question of whether Beis Shammai actually followed their psak. And we're going to continue on that topic. And there we're going to have a fascinating story about someone who was thought that he had relied on Beis Shammai's position. The topic that we began this general discussion about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was the issue of Tzaras Erva, which we learned in the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that she's Asura, that follows the opinion of Beis Hillel. But yet, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, going to Amud Beis, we saw the opinion of Beis Shammai, who hold that it is a mitzvah. According to Beis Shammai, then what would emerge is that if one did it, one filled the mitzvah, while according to Beis Hillel, Mamzerus would be the byproduct. And the Gemara talks about that some great Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and led by Rabbi Yoshua, went to confront Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, that had supposedly followed the opinion of Beis Shammai, and they were bothered by that. And the Gemara discusses their fascinating conversation, as well as the conversation with his brother, Rabbi Yonasan. Then the Gemara will get on to a tradition that Chagai Anavai said three things, and that is that number one, that Tzaras Habas is Asura. Number two, that Ammon and Moab, in the area of Ammon and Moab, so then during the year of Shemitah, it does not have Kedusha Shvius, and the Meiser that's taken off is Meiser Ani. And finally, that there we accept Geirim for Karduyin and Tarmudin, which will get the Gemara into the topic of Geirus, and when we are Mekabel Geirim, and when we are not. Interestingly, the Gemara will introduce a variable that people sometimes do not take into account when it comes to issues of Giur, and that is, the Gemara will say that we don't do Giur if there's a possibility that there were Jews there in this population. In other words, if individuals come from a particular indigenous population where there is a fear that some of them were originally Jews and were Mamzerim, because then that will be bringing Mamzerim into Klal Yisrael. That will be the topic of the daf, and we'll have some very interesting discussions about Giur going into tomorrow's daf and daf Yizayin. So let's begin on the top line. Tezayin Amud Aleph, we had left off. Tashma, says the Gemara, I'll bring you a proof that Beis Shammai followed their psak, and practically they did it, like the opinion of Shmuel, four lines on the top on Yudalit Amud Aleph, and not like Rav, who was of the opinion that Beis Shammai was only theoretical. Says the Gemara, May Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, Hutratzaras Habas La'achin. During the days of Dosa ben Hyrcanus, they practically allowed people to marry a tzara of an erva. Shmamina Asu Shmamina. The Gemara says this is a conclusive proof to an open question we've had for a few dapim. Now the Gemara analyzed this piece of history, and a fascinating story ensues. Gufa. Bimei Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, Haisa Tzaras Habas La'achin. Hitiru Tzaras Habas La'achin. During the days of Rabbi Dosa, it was allowed, I'm saying it precisely, it was allowed to marry a tzara from an erva. Vayadavar kosha l'chacham, the chacham were very bothered by it. Mipnei shechacham gadol haya. Because Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus was a big chacham, And therefore the Chacham did not want to publicly disagree with him, create a machlokis with him, because he was a great man. On the other hand, they were very disturbed of the consequences that would create mamzerim, according to Beis Hillel. Ve'enav kamo milava lebeis hamedrash, and his eyes became weak, and he stopped coming to the Beis Hamedrash. Amru, they said, mi ve'elech v'yodio, who's going to go and inform him that we disagree with him? And that the halach is like Beis Hillel, that says that a tzar serva is going to be asr. Amru lehem Rabbi Yeshua suggests that ani elech. I'll go. Va'achar of mi, and after him, who will go? In other words, who else should join him? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Also Rabbi Elazar. V'acharav, and after him, who else would join them? Mi, Rabbi Akiva. So those three went. Hochu v'amdu al Pesach Beisa. They went to the entrance of his house. Nichnasa shivchasa. Amrlo, the shivcha ushered them in, and she said to Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi, Chachmei Yisrael ba netzelcha, the Chacham are coming to visit you. Amrlo, yikansu. Bring them in. V'nichnesu, they brought them in. Tavsu l'Rabbi Yoshua, he grabbed Rabbi Yoshua. V'oshivu al mita shelzav, and he honored him by putting him on a golden bed. Amalei, Rabbi Yoshua said, Rabbi, amar l'talmidecha acher v'yeshev, please come and tell your other student to sit down. In other words, remember, Rabbi Dosa was hard of seeing. Amalei mihu, he said, who is this? This is very emotional. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's Rabbi Elazar, the son of Azariah. Amar v'yeshlo ben Azariah chavireinu. Is there a son to Azariah, our friend? In other words, Rabbi Dosa still remembers his father, Rabbi Elazar, as a young man. Karalov amikrazeh, he called out this pasuk. Nara'isi gam zakanti v'lo'irisi tzadik nezav Azariah mevakesh lochem. I was young, now I'm old, and I saw that the tzaddik is not abandoned, and his children looking for bread. Tafsu, so he took Rabbi Elazar, son of Azariah, Rabbi Azariah, v'yishivu al mita shelzav, he also put him on a golden bed. Amalei, Rabbi Yeshua then said, Rabbi Amar l'talmidecha acher v'yoshev, tell him to sit down. Amalei umihu, who's the third Talmud, who else is here? Akiva ben Yosef. Amalei atahu Akiva ben Yosef. This is the Akiva ben Yosef sheshmecha ha'olech misoif olam v'atsoif. Rabbi Akiva had gained an amazing reputation from one end of the world to the next. Shev ben Yishev. Kemoscha yirbu b'Yisrael. There should be many like you in Klal Yisrael. Hischilu mesavim moisei. They began to surround him b'halachos. With many halachos. They began to discuss many halachos. Achi gila tzaras bita. Till they came to the touchy topic of tzaras bita. Amrulei. Tzaras habasma, when they asked him, what will you say about the tzara of an erva, which of course is the famous machlokes between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. That's exactly how he responded. Amar lahen, Rabbi Dosa responds, machlokes Beis Sham Beis Hillel. It's a machlokes. Halachik divrei, they said, who do we follow? Amar lahen halachik Beis Hillel. He said, we follow Beis Hillel, that they should not get married. Amar lahen, they said to him, v'aloi mishmech amar halachik Beis Sham. They say in your name that you follow Beis Shammai. Amar lahem, Doisa Shematem. Did you hear the name Doisa? That it was me, Rabbi Doisa ben Hyrcanus? Or ben Hyrcanus Shematem. Maybe you heard that it was the son of Hyrcanus. In other words, I have a brother. Amar lahem, Chai Rebbe. Ah, they respond, by the life of Rebbe, Stam Shemana, we just heard ben Hyrcanus. Amar lahem, Ach Katan Yeshli. I have a brother. However, Bechor Satanhu. He is the eldest to the Satan. Quite an expression. In other words, I'm not happy with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with him. He's on Satan's side. V'yonis and Shmoy. And his name is Yonis. And V'hu b'talmidei Shammai. And he's from the students of Shammai. The Gemara continues on the last narrow line. V'zaru shal yikapeach eschem ba'alachas. But be careful of him. Even though he's wrong, he could outsmart you in halachas. V'fishiyeshimo shlosh meos chuvas. He has 300 answers, but Tzaras Habashim Muteres. 300 proofs of why Beis Shammai is right, that Tzaras Habashim Muter. Avomea Daniel Lushamay Varetz. But I could swear to you, from by both the heaven and the earth, that your approach is correct. Meducha Zo Yashav Chagai Navi, that from this platform Chagai Navi taught V'Omar, and he taught three important things. Shlosh Advar. Tzaras Habashim Asura, number one. as we described, like Beis Hillel. Number two, Amon Umoav, Ma'asun Meiser Ani B'Shvias. Number two is the area that does not have Kedusha Shvias, which is the area of the Torah that we know as the land of Sichon as well, which Moshe Rabbeinu conquered, which did have Kedusha from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. However, when Kal Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael, it was not conquered, and therefore, it, according to the opinion that the Gemara is going to develop, that we follow the second Kedusha as defining the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Amon Umov do not have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, because Kedusha Shnia, Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Asad Lava, while Kedusha Rishona, Lo Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Asad Lava. If that's so, so that there's no mitzvah of Shvius in Yana Diyama of on those areas, and then there's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether you take off Meiser Ani or Meiser Sheni. That's Machlokes Tanoim Maseches Yudayim Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. We had it quoted a short while ago in Chagiga, and the tradition from Chagai, Reb Dosa Ben Hurkinus testifies, is that you take off Meiser Ani. Number three, Umekablin Gerin Min HaKarduyin Umin HaTarmudin. That you take, we accept Gerim from an area, from people, and in peoples called Karduin and Tarmudim. The Gemara will tell us later on that those areas where there are people that might have been Mamzerim that got mixed up with the indigenous Gentiles over there, you don't make Gerim from those people entirely. And Chagai taught that the Karduin and Tarmudim don't have this problem. Tana. Gemara continues. Six lines into the wide, first word in line. Kishenichnasu, nichnasu v'pesach echad. That when they went in to Rebbe Dosa, who taught them these things, they went into one entrance. Ukishiyatsu, yatsu v'shalosh pesachim. They left through three different entrances. Some explain in order to avoid Yochanan ben Horkinus, Yonason, excuse me, the brother of Rebbe Dosa. Nevertheless, it didn't work. Pogaboy by Rabbi Akiva. He stopped Rabbi Akiva. Va'akshile, and he asked him questions. However, Rabbi Akiva was not a weakling in learning. V'ukme, and Rabbi Akiva answered him well. Amaloi, atu Akiva sheshmecha halich misayfo v'atsayfo. Oi, ashrecha shezachisa l'shem. You should be praised that you have such a reputation. However, v'adayin lo yigata l'roi boker. You're not on the madrega of a shepherd of cows and oxen. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, you're right. I'm not such a high madrega. V'afil l'roi tzon. I'm not even the madrega of a shepherd. The Marsha gives an interesting explanation of what the give and take about the roi boker are. Ultimately, In the final punchline, the Marsha, he says that the Roe Tzon is Moshe Rabbeinu, that Rabbi Akiva is saying that I haven't reached the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, and we believe that me Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was a shepherd, the halach is that Tzaras Bito is Aser. Veiled reference that even though if you, Yonason Ben Horkinus, have your Rayas, nevertheless, it needs to be something that we know for sure comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. I also thought that Rabbi Akiva's response was, I'm not even a shepherd. That was Rabbi Akiva was supposed to be. Originally, it seemed he had been destined to be a shepherd. So maybe tongue-in-cheek, Rabbi Akiva saying, you were giving me credit that I could have been a shepherd of cows, which is a more prominent position. I haven't even reached the madrega of shepherd. I've chosen an entirely different field. In other words, your measuring rod of success is not a correct one. Either way, my pshat, I think, is more tongue-in-cheek. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the bottom. Amon Umoav, Masrin Maeser Ani B'Shvias. The second topic that was quoted by Rebbe Dosa Ben Hurkinus was the topic of the area of Amon Umoav takes off Maeser Ani and Shvias. Now the Gemara analyzes it. Da Amar. Mar tat harbe krochen kovshu olim Mitzrayim. There were many cities that were conquered by Bnei Yisrael when coming out from Mitzrayim. V'lo kovshu olim Bavel. But in the second return, when we came back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, we did not conquer it. Kedusha Rishon and Kitchel Shait v'Kol Kitchel Asad Lava, and the first Kedusha does not remain. V'Hinichum, and the second Kedusha, they let them, and they did not conquer it. Now, this is an interesting take in the Gemara of why they did that. So that the poor people should have something during Shemitah. In other words, that there would be an area without Kedusha Shvius where the Aniyim would get Maiser Ani. And we also learned that he had taught that we accept Gerim from the people of Kedusha Duyim and Talmudim, asks Gemara, Eini Valtani Rabbi Baruch Eskel, Eimi Karim Gerim Mina Karduyim, that we don't accept the Gerim from Karduyim. Amar Ravashi, Kartuyim Itmar. No, there are two peoples. There are the Karduyim and there is the Kartuyim. Ravashi explains that there is a difference between Karduyim and Kartuyim. Amar Ravashi, Kartuyim Itmar. Kedami Inshi, Kartuyim Psulim. The Kartuyim you can't use for Gerim. You can't take them as gerim because there are some of them who were mixed up amongst them who are mamzerim in Yisrael. Let's see that in Rashi. Eimi kablan gerim mefarish the kamon says Rashi 8 lines from the bottom. Shem mamzerim hei Yisrael shnitmu usham, that they are mamzerim that got mixed up over there. V'ikadarmi back into the Gemara. Tanu rabim barachesklai eimi kablan gerim min kartuyim, that you don't accept gerim from kartuyim. My love hainu kartuyim hainu garduyim. Some thought that there was the same thing. Amar Ravashi lo, kartuye lechud v'kartuye lechud, kedarmi inshi, kartuye pasul. That, again, this point, that kartuyim are pasul, karduyim are okay. Rabbi Yochanan v'sabia, darmi tavari both thought, continues the Gemara, 3 lines from bottom, eimi gablin kerim mina tarmudim. You can't be mekabel gerim from the people called tarmudim. Here is where Rashi comments that we're afraid that there are mamzerim that are mixed up amongst them. I just noticed that Rashi above in Dibar Maschil Mekam Gerim Minar Karduyim says a different shot when it comes to Karduyim. There he says that we're afraid that there were Jewish women who married Gentiles and the children become, according to this opinion, Mamzerim, which the Gemara is going to flesh out that opinion on Daf Yud Zayin of an Aleph. So there are two possible shashos of the mixing of Jews with non-Jews, and why we wouldn't be mekabel from them. Asks Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, do Rabbi Yochanan say that accepting from the Talmudim is problematic? But didn't we learn? Kol aksamim abam min arekim tahorim. Any time there is a cloth that seems to have damnida on it, it's tahor, because we could assume that it comes from a goy. And Rashi explains, we didn't make the gzeira of ksamim. Ksamim means a stain, where there is a fear that it is damnida, because we don't know for sure the woman didn't have a hergish, hargosha. So then in such a case, the dam is not tamei minator, but it's tamei midrabanan. So when it comes to tamei midrabanan, Rashi says, we didn't make the gzera on goyim. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda mitamei pnei shehem ger. Rabbi Yehuda was mitamei because there are people there who are ger. V'taim they're mixed up amongst the goyim. Rashi says literally mixed up, that unfortunately they entirely assimilated with the Gentile culture, and therefore you have to worry about their ksamim. We analyzed tahorim according to the Tanakam, their tahor. Vavinamba kapasik vitani mibein haakum vafil min tarmut, that we learned that their cloth is tahor. Because amongst the Ovdei Kochavim, even from Targumud, we could assume they're Tar. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, they're taught, Zos Ameris, Mekablin Gerim mi Tarmud, that you could accept Gerim from Tarmud. And according to the Tanakama, Rabbi Yochanan explained, their Ksamim are Tar, because they're for sure Gentiles, and there's no Gzeir of Ksamim, and therefore you can be Mekabal Gerim mi Tarmud. Yet, we learned from Rabbi Yochanan the exact opposite, 4 lines from the bottom. On Tezayin Amin Aleph, continues the Gemara, 3 lines on the top. V'chitema zos v'lo svirle, and of Tezayin Amin Beis, if you can say that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold this way, v'am Rabbi Yochanan aloch k'stam Mishnah, we follow the Stam Mishnah, the first opinion, in that Braisa, about Rekem, which we is quoted both in Nazir Nodvav Amin Beis, above a common law Mechesam Amin Beis, that Braisa we just learned 3 lines from the bottom. Answers the Gemara, Amorai ninu vali b'de Rabbi Yochanan. It was a machlokes Amorai within Rabbi Yochanan. Two opinions, whether we look at the ksamim from Rekem and Tarmud as being Tahar, as well as you could be Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud, and according to the Tanakama, the same applies in regards to Rekem. And that there was a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, whether he follows that opinion of the Tanakama, and also allows for Tarmud, or he does not, and he follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Rekem, you have to be choshesh that there are Jews over there, as well as being Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud as well. Now the Gemara spells out the problem of Tarmud. B'Tarmud, my time alo, why aren't we Mekabel in Tarmud? Pligi bo Rabbi Yochanan v'Savya. It's Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Savya. Chadam Mishum Avdei Shlomo. One said because they are the servants of Shlomo. Let's take a look at Rashi, two lines from the top in the Zayin of Mebeis. Avdei Shlomo Shenasu Benos Yisrael Machmas Oshran, that the servants of Shlomo were able to convince Jewish girls to marry them because they were wealthy. V'darin Sham B'cheskas Ovedei Chavim, and they live in those areas. The assumption that they are idol worshippers. Vikasavar, and here we are assuming that the offspring between a Gentile and a Jewish girl is a mamzer, which the Gemara will discuss on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph as well. We don't necessarily paskin this way, but this is the assumption of the Gemara. So the concern is that the offspring are mamzer. And another opinion said the problem of the Tarmud are due to the doors of Yerushalayim. Rashi explains, first narrow line, L'kamein b'farish lo b'nos Yerushalayim b'churbana, kishabo akum v'nosum. That unfortunately during the Churban, the Goyim raped Jewish women, or forced Jewish women to marry them, and the offspring, according to the opinion of Akum Abbas Bas Yisrael, is a mamzer, the offspring were mamzer. And these are the people of Tarmud. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishleim ma'anam mishum avdei Shlomo. Kasavar akum abal bas Yisrael avla mamzer. I understand that is the concern. Elamanam mishum benotz Yushalayim mahi. What exactly is that? The Gemara clarifies the painful thing that Rashi just described. Pligibar of Yosef Rabban. Tavari mishmei drab barachana. There was a machlokis exactly what was the particular instance. However, at the end of the day, there was a lot of terrible soldiers ravaging Yerushalayim. Chadam Artresa Arfei Gavri Vishisa Alfei Kishtuya. There were, according to one opinion, 12,000 soldiers and 6,000 archers. Chadam Artresa Alfei Gavri, 12,000 soldiers. Uminayu Shisa Alfei Kishtuya. And 6,000 who were amongst them who were archers. B'shash Nichnasu, first wide line, Ovdei Kocham Lehechel. When the Odei Kochavim entered into the Heichel of the Beis Hamikdash, Nifnu al Kesev Azav, most of them ran for the money, the Haim, but from these people, Nifnu al Benos Yisrael, they went and they chased after the Jewish girls. Shinemar Noshim Bitzion Inu Besulos Bar Yehuda, the painful thing in Eichon Perikei, that they attacked the Jewish women of Yehuda. Amr Shmuel Bar Nechmein Rabbi Yonasan, Pasuk Zeh. The Gemara now turns to a positive topic and says this pasuk that was uttered by Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus when the great joy that he saw that the son of his friend Azariah, this pasuk, Sarah Olam Amru, the officer of the world, which Rashi tells us is a malach, he's the one who said, Nari Yisi Gam Zakanti. And the Gemara explains why it's Sara Olam. Man Amri, who are we going to say said, Ilay Mekutcha Brichu? If we're going to say it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi Yikna Zikna Kamek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I got old. Ve'ela David Amri. What would you say then? That David said, Mi Kashish Kuli Hai, David died at age 70. El Shema Mino Sara Olam Amru. Of course, the Malachim, we actually just read Parshas Bereishis. Rashi tells us the angels were created on the second day. They age. They're not God-like, Chas v'Chalila. There's only Hashem Echad. So they age, and they could say, Nari Yisi Gam Zakanti. Shema Mino Asara Olam Amru, period. V'Amr Shmuel Bar Nechmein Amr Rabbi Yonasan. Now we go back to the previous topic, the painful topic of the ravaging of Yerushalayim, again through the eyes of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan Maidichsiv Yado Paras Tsar Al Kol Machama Deha Ki Rasa Goyim Ba Mikdasha Asher Tzivisa Lo Yavo Bikahal Loch. What's Yado Paras Tsar? Sarah Kol Machama Deha Zah Amon Umav B'Shar Shenichnasu Akum Lehechol Hakol Nifnu Al Kesav Zav V'Heim Nifnu Al Sefer Torah. They turned to the Sefer Torah. Amru Zeh, they focused on the Sefer Torah because they were bothered by something in it. There, this, the Torah that says, Shekasapo, that's written inside of it, Lo Yavo Amonu Mavika Hashem, Yisarif Beish. They wanted that burnt because of the antagonism that they felt from the Sefer Torah, which of course is because that the Torah punishes those who don't do basic chesed for others, Ala Shelo Yavo, because the Torah tells us later on, that's why they got such a strong condemnation, exclusion from Klal Yisrael. That's our essence, to be kodem acherim b'mayim u'b'lechem. Tziva Hashem liYaakov, svivav tzarav. The pasuk in Eicha also says that Hashem commanded against, here liYaakov means against Yaakov. Hashem commanded against Yaakov to be surrounded by their enemies. Amar Rav, Rav said, Kigon Humania, Nefumnara, the people of Humania who lived on Nefumnara, and that's a reference to Bnei Amon. Now the Gemara introduces a very important Chumrah, which we will continue with tomorrow on Yudzayin. Amar Yud Amar Vasya, Akum Shekidesh Bizman Hazeh. If a Goy does Kiddushin today, Choshishin LeKiddushin, in other words, if he goes over to a woman and says, Hareyat Mekudeshesli. Now, previously, if he did that, it was nothing. The Kedushin is not Tofes. However, here we're Choshev Kedushin, Shema Me'asar Sashvatimu. Maybe he's from the 10 lost tribes. And therefore, he has Kedushas Yisrael, asks the Gemara, Va'kol the parish Meruba parish. But don't we assume that the majority of all people who are not Jews are Gentiles, and therefore you could follow the rove? Answers the Gemara, Beduchto dikavi. In the place that they come from, they are kavua. Now here there's a machlokis Rashi, and tells us, we're going to conclude with this machlokis, and pick up tomorrow with the proof of Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. And that is, according to Rashi, the Gemara's teretz is the following, that since they live in a particular area, the Gemara tells us in many places, we have it in Ksubis and Aftezvav, in Chulin, and that is that even though we generally follow Rove, if however it is not part of a mixture and one item that came out of a mixture, but rather, according to many Rishonim, if it's in one place, then it's not Batel to the other things that are around it, because it's Kavua, it's not considered as part of a mixture, that's how many Rishonim say it, so then in such a case, you don't follow Rove. So here, we know where they live. Says Rashi, in Dibar Maschel Beduchto de Kavi, Bnei Asaris HaShvatim, V'kol Kavua Kemetz Al Mechz Adami, V'Heicha Kaviya, Kedichsiv, and the Pasuk brings out where exactly they lived. So they're considered Kavua. Tosas points out that even if they are Kavua, Tosas has a bomb question from Ksubis on Tezvavim and Alf, the bottom Tosas on the Yomud, where Tosas says that in Ksubis we learn that even if a person is Kavua, the Gemara there describes, if the individual leaves their place and goes to be Mezane, the case in Ksubis, that's what the Sugi was talking about, in with somebody else, so then they are Parush from the Makom Kavua, and you would still be able to follow Rov. And Tosas is bothered, at the end of the day, presumably, this man left his, it's true, his Makom Kavua, but then it would seem from the Gemara that he becomes called a Parush Meruba Parush, because Tosas says, we have the concept of Kol Danaidi, once they move, of Azal Iu Ligabe, then we say Kol Deparish Meruba Parish. And therefore, Tosas learns that in the areas that they're at, they are the majority. In other words, the rove of these people are from the Aseres Hashvatim. Obviously, there are big implications in the Machlokis between Rashi and Tosas. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tezayin in Maseches Yevamos. We will pick up with the proof of Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana in regards to the Chashash, according to Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, that an Akum that marries a Jew today, you have to be Choshesh, that he's one of the Aseres Shevatim, and therefore the Kedushin will be valid. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tezayin in Maseches Yevamos.